Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Minnesota State University women's hockey team, Eric Means, joins us. And coach, your team recorded its first conference win a week ago Monday. First of all, how'd you end up with a Monday game?
It was something that St. Cloud and us have been working on. We were going to originally play those games in different places, and some things happened with the St. Cloud coaching staff. So we went playing them at home instead of playing them at neutral sites.
You ended up winning that game 5-1. How much confidence did that give your team to get a win like that?
I think it was more of a relief that we finally got a conference win and were able to do it with some of our younger girls getting on the scorecard. So that was good for them in terms of their confidence.
Well, one of those freshmen was Nicole Schammel. She recorded a hat trick in that game for you and leads your team in points. That obviously bodes well for the future of the Mavericks, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, she's an extremely talented hockey player, not very big. She's just hockey smart, got a great set of hands. She's just kind of an old school hockey player, and she's found a way to lead us in scoring, and, she probably could have had another 10 goals this year with all the pipes and everything else she's hit.
How has the rest of your freshman class looked?
Pretty good. Hannah Davidson's been playing well since Christmas time. Sarah Boosted and Anna Keys are, two freshman defensemen that are our best, pair defensively. So, our freshmen have been playing a lot better, since Christmas time.
This last weekend, your team obviously traveled to Ohio State. Your team battled back from a 2-0 deficit to come back in that third period and almost took it from Ohio State, who's a team that's been playing very well lately. How resilient is your team?
It's kind of what you said, Kelly. In that game, Schammel found a way to score two goals to get us back to being tied. And unfortunately, we turn around and, gave up a soft power play goal, not out of any fault of our goalie or anything like that, but just kind of a weird thing when it comes to hockey. I was proud that we found a way to get back in that game, but kind of like we had talked about, our freshmen kind of seem to be the catalyst for our team right now.
I know this has been a bit of a struggle this season, not getting a lot of conference wins. What do you tell your team going into these final two weekends regular season play?
Our message has been the same for the most part. We just need to come with energy, play hard. We're not playing for, a WCHA championship or home ice in the playoffs. Let's worry about ourselves and make sure that our younger girls are getting better and that we can hopefully win some more games for our seniors who are graduating.
Tell me about your senior classes here. What have they contributed to this team?
It's been a difficult year for our senior class from the sense that, from game three, Kathleen Rogan was out for a long time until after Christmas break. Natalie Stoltz, who's our captain, hasn't played since Christmas and is out for the year. Elizabeth Hewitt, one of our captains, shattered her fingers in Duluth and was out for a long time. So it's kind of really been an up and down year for our senior captains. And then, Erin Kirchhofer, senior goalie, she's been extremely good really from start to finish. So it's just due to a lot of circumstances out of their control, it's been a bizarre year for our seniors.
So your senior class has basically had to lead from the bench, haven't they?
Exactly. There was times there where we didn't have any of our senior captains in the lineup. So it's been a frustrating year. And with a young hockey team, not having your senior captains in the lineup, it's tough.
Well, this weekend you face the Beavers. What are you expecting to see out of Bemidji State?
I don't think it would be anything different than what we saw from them in December. They've got, they're good on the back end with Hutchinson and Billick and Joyce. Obviously, extremely good goaltending and Mowat. And then, Tugas is, not very big, but she's got a great stick and always finds a way to get on the scoreboard. And then everyone else has seemed to work hard. So it's kind of what Bemidji's been for the last few years. A good, hardworking team that some girls are scoring this year, and they're getting great goaltending.
What are some of the things that you're working on in preparation for this weekend that you're hoping will carry into next season even?
Well, what we talked about, just the effort first and foremost, that we're bringing that on Friday and Saturday night, and trying to find a way for our younger girls to get some confidence and feel comfortable out there, because it's a very unforgiving league that we play in, and that's all we're worrying about right now.
Coach, on a side note, I know they had talked about you guys playing in a different rink at some point. You're still at the All Seasons Arena. What's the status on the future of where you'll be playing?
Yeah, so they will start construction on the downtown rink this spring. And tentatively, we are scheduled to be in there for our first series of the year next year when Union comes to town at the end of September.
Sounds great. Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and I'll see you in Mankato this weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks.